one that can satisfy you.
Welcome to Notcast, episode 170.
Sexual assault rifle.
Yeah.
That's the new title.
The KPDL sexual assault rifle with 8-inch... 8-inch projectile dildo magazine.
Is that available from AdamandEve.com?
And a firm grip.
Do we get to use the discount?
Anyways, I'm Favrin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Shiny.
And we're not cast. Yay!
And we have four.
We have a token female.
Woo!
Yay!
First one in a while.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they're kind of hard to come by these days.
It's hard to catch us. We're kind of wild.
They've gotten wise to, oh, we should avoid them on that day. They might embarrass ourselves.
Why are you handing me this drink? What the fuck? Did you lace this?
Yep, that's totally what's going on, guys.
Let me ask you a question. Does this smell like chloroform to you? Oh, wait, what are all these microphones?
Oh. What the fuck?
Hey, do you know what... I was going to... like, I forget what the chemical's called. Like, do you know what the date rape drug tastes like? No? Good.
Rohypnol.
Rohypnol. Oh, we're terrible.
Well, you are.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
I'm awesome. I haven't done anything terrible at all, which we weren't discussing earlier tonight.
Nope, not at all.
No.
No boxes of anything.
Nope. We didn't get beaten at all for nothing. Anything.
So
nothing at all arrived in my mail the other day.
Nothing surprising, nothing horrifying at all.
Nope.
All terribly mundane.
Yes, completely. Yes. Just, you know, it's like bills, horse vagina, credit card offer, bills.
Credit card offers just are the worst.
I know. That's what you're getting for your birthday, by the way. A whole box of useless credit card offers.
I will be warm for a little bit.
You can make a coat.
A hat. Pterodactyl? All things.
Snatch.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's been a week.
Yep.
Job hunting, scams.
Yeah.
You've been running into those two on, like, Monster and such?
Yep.
Yeah. Sam's had the same thing.
It's like, oh, what's that? You want me to do what? 5 seconds of Google. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They have a D on the Better Business Bureau. Well,
and
they're kind of shady.
Siam keeps getting, like, hey, job offers. And he wants them to send all of his private information to them.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Private job for the Prince of Nigeria.
Yeah. It's like, it's gotten so rampant that he's really nervous on what ones to reply to because...
Yeah.
There's been a lot of shady shit.
I kind of wonder if Monster is even worth a shit nowadays, you know? Cause a lot, employers go out looking for people. Not in this economy. You know?
Yeah.
Like, people are beating down the doors to get a job.
Yeah, I mean, a different website.
I'm lucky that Panther makes good money, so it's not like such a huge... I mean, I'm still out there and trying to find a job, but...
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything yet. But I'm up to two scams.
Two scams now. You only told me about the one. I hadn't heard.
The other one was basically, we're looking for people to recruit people to randomly fax people resumes.
What?
Isn't that like criminal or worthy? It
sounds a bit dodgy. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like there was a law that you can't black fax people.
Uh huh.
And. I'm pretty sure that's...
Black fax?
Yeah, it was a tactic some people would do by basically sending faxes consisting of nothing but black images. Like a picture of darkness.
What, to use up their toner?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is just a trolling thing?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Back in, like, the late 80s, mid 90s.
Oh, God. Old school trolling.
Yeah.
Back when it was only 3chan.
And then when we had the fourth one added, we were happy. Those leads.
Like in my days, we only had 3chan and we liked it.
56K modems.
Yeah.
Waited 3 minutes for a picture to download and we were happy when it did.
And we didn't even flinch when it was something horrifying because we had to earn that download.
And it was old school memes. It'd be like, it's a picture of J.R. Ewing giving you the finger or something.
Yeah. Oh man, that dancing baby getting its head chopped off. So edgy.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw that, actually.
I was like, that was like the first internet meme thing that went around. It was that stupid dancing baby that somebody made a GIF of, and it was on like Ally McBeal.
Oh.
And for a brief period of time, when the public internet first came around, that was like the first meme.
Wow. The first meme. Da, 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 da.
No.
It just sounds so epic. We have to go back in time and find the first meme.
So you go back in time and change the first meme to something horrible like Cockmongler. And people go, what's that? And that's how you're a new fag. Oh. You don't know what that is? Get the fuck out.
Yell science and run away back to your time machine.
Yep.
Your whirligigs. And,
so how about you, Fuzz?
Me? Oh,
been a week.
It's been a week, yeah. I don't think anything standout has happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. Really. It's like it's just been... This has been, like, such a nondescript week.
Yeah, I mean, there's no con on the horizon, because I just got done with one. And we're not planning any major product releases until, like, Anthrocon. Although we got a lot in the pipeline for that.
The next thing I'm going to is Acon.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of rolling along, you know? Getting through work and everything. Well, I guess that was a big deal. It's kind of mixed emotions about it, though. But we closed on selling my mom's house, so I got my half of the payment for that. So that's going into bank. And that'll be a down payment for Tieran and I to start looking.
That's cool.
That's good.
So that's good and bad. I mean, obviously very upsetting, you know, because it's like my mom's money, and now I no longer have any legal connection to that house. But at the same time, I can take what she left me and get something really stable for myself, you know.
Yeah.
Provided it doesn't have any foundation issues.
Well, here in Texas, you know, we got all that clay.
Yeah. Well, it's like termites in Florida. You know, it's not if you get a foundation issue, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to happen.
Why we don't have basements.
Yep. But, I mean, we're already, like, doing some web searching, and we're going to wait a couple weeks and make some payments and move some money around and everything like that, and then go talk to bankers, loan officers and everything. But, yeah, we're already kind of narrowing down, like, the areas of town we'd like to move into and stuff like that. Cool. Keeping me within, like, 5 miles of 75 so that I can get to one of the train stations still fairly easily, you know.
I was going to say, you know, Colony has some nice houses, but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to end up, like, one of my coworkers lives in Frisco, so he takes the train all the way to the end of the line at Parker Road, and then has to drive, like, another 20 minutes beyond that to get to Frisco. So he has, like, an hour.
Goodness.
Over an hour, I think, commute altogether. So I'd kind of like to avoid that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now it's like 40 minutes because it takes me like 15 minutes to get to the train station and a 25-minute ride. So the further up the line we move, the longer we're making that train trip. But the advantage of that is the further north, more seats are available because southbound train loads up in the morning at every stop. So, and I'll have more time to, like, read on the train or something if it takes me, like, you know, 40 minutes to get downtown.
You'll have a Kindle, and you can read your clop fiction.
Yeah. Well, I can edit, too. But actually, I've been reading lately. I've been reading the game makers that did L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played the game, but they put out an anthology last year of stories that were going to be written in the kind of noir style of L.A. Confidential. And it's all, you know, modern day authors and everything. You know, somebody like I guess they're like well known people. I hadn't been keeping up, but it's this anthology of like 10 or 12 crime stories in the noirish L.A. Confidential universe. And it's actually pretty cool. I've been reading like one of those stories a day last week
that's
or so.
Pretty cool.
So kind of interesting. So that's what I've been reading.
Broadening your horizons.
Yeah, it's good to read something non-furry and non-Doctor Who occasionally. Like to try to read something outside.
So non-furry and Doctor Who. Did you read have something furry and Doctor Who? Like the Doctor's an ocelot or something.
There is.
When he regenerates, he changes species.
There is a story.
Still
where, like,
not a ginger. I have a luxurious coat and amazing tail, but it's not ginger.
Someone's phone's still going off.
It's not mine.
Saverin?
Maybe.
He did reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, moving on.
Moving on, Shiva, what's your week been like?
Well, I know I got to show you to my company's website if you're thinking about that.
Huh? Why?
My company does real estate.
Oh, did it? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, we'll talk after the show then.
Yeah. Other than that, looking to join the gym up by you guys.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Because, like, everybody in that area is going to it.
And I have a membership. I'm just not going to it on a regular basis.
I'll kick your butt to come with me.
I really need to.
Podcast
canceled. Now every Friday we're going to the gym together.
Okay.
<let's see. laughs> Other than that, I mean, it's been a pretty week. I mean, mostly it's been health issues. Siam has hurt himself again, grievously.
He sounds fragile.
Yeah, I know. I know. Trust me, I know. He is down for the count. He's not really doing much more than just holding still so the pain stops. I went to the doctor today, and, you know, I'm going to have a procedure done next month, but other than that, that's about it. I think it's next month. It depends on how much it's going to cost. So, that's about it. Yay, medical!
Yay!
Yay!
Ooh, good thing you have health coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Siam a bacchiotomy.
He needs a job so he can, like, get health insurance so he can, like, go and get serious work done. So.
Is he, like, a chiropractor or acupuncturist or something?
Well, he's going to a chiropractor. It's not helping.
He's
going to
get a cyber spine.
No, what he needs is actually steroid injections for his back, but out of pocket, that'll run $1,000 a round, and we don't have that kind of money.
That's pretty pricey.
Yeah. So, he got it done before to make it stop when he was working at his old job, but he's not working anymore, and he doesn't have health insurance. So we're kind of, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. So, that's about it.
Then there's this other person.
Who could that be?
I don't know. Just some other.
Yeah.
Some other chick.
She just walked in the door and randomly
sat down. Ferret. I mean, shiny ferret.
Yes.
So you just like randomly tagged along.
Yeah, the door was open, so I just walked in.
Left her on the doorstep in a box.
Exactly.
Lonely, cold.
Let me in, please. I'm cute.
Well, we won't dwell too much on that character.
Oh!
Dear!
See, you're the new vagina, and it's up to you to get the horrible now.
It smells like fresh vagina in here.
I'm the new vagina. They're
what's that?
Vagina. What?
Are you talking about my vagina? Maybe.
So I get the worst pounding now? What?
Oh! Ew!
Not what I meant. Oh my god, no.
Moving on. So,
what am I, chopped liver? I know that's funnier, but really, Shiva,
you are
really.
Apparently, that's wow. Man, we can't break the token females this early in the show. We need them for the whole show. At this point, you know, she's going to be worn out and left on the side of the road.
Road hard, put away wet. I think Saffron is, like, imploding.
So, hey, I'm going to read an email here.
His face just turned inside out.
The fuck?
This is what we do.
Doorknob King.
Doorknob King is being used.
Oh, Panther Deer. No. So, I'm going to read an email.
Are you? Are yeah. you really?
It sure is.
Okay. It's like an email or something.
It's an email. It's kind of like what we do on this show.
Oh, is that what we do?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I should actually listen to the show.
listening to us, 2012. Seriously?
God.
Diggy diggy.
I don't think I can handle it.
What? it is an acronym for I sure hope you guys don't do that. But it's like ISHGGY. Never mind. Email time. Hey, on topic email. Smiley. Dear Notcast, I'm a new listener, still trying to catch up on the old episodes at the moment, but I saw the post and figured I might as well share. So I recently came out to myself as not being as straight as I had once fancied me. After reading numerous articles about coming out, I decided to start by telling my mother's partner, yes, my mother's a lesbian. I started the conversation by talking about a friend of mine who came out as bi, after which I led into the telling her by mentioning that she wasn't the only one discovering himself more. Her response was, I was wondering when you'd come out. I was kind of shocked by this. I asked her how she knew. She continued by giving me examples of times when she had suspected it.
That time I found you being fucked out in the backyard.
God.
She mentioned that even my mother had suspicions, but we had put them aside when I started dating girls and started a long-term relationship with my now ex. We talked and had a laugh about it for a while. I mean, they had suspected it before I knew. Finally, she told me to go out and be safe and have fun. So far, my ex, that's another story, and friends in the fan are the only ones who know that I'm bi. However, my family is really supportive and has a few gay lesbian members. So when I'm ready to tell them, I'm sure it won't be bad. And tie this in the fur part, I guess you can say, coming out for me has been rather perfect. Sincerely, to Lair, a wolf who still needs to catch up on your podcasts. Well, that's a good thing.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Your family gives not a single fuck.
That's the best kind to give in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at all the fucks they don't give.
Look at my fucks.
There are none.
There are none.
So, Fuzz, how about you read an email?
Okay. Okay, is this one on topic or off topic? I don't know. Okay. Greetings and a request for advice from a new listener. Oops. Hit the wrong button. Sorry. What? Y'all stop giggling at me. I'm not dumb. I just discovered your... And then they were all laughing at me. Simon, are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm just waiting for you to read the email.
I'm just making sure. I'm stalling as long as possible.
Panther, quit threatening him with your new death toy. You know, if you keep flashing us like this...
He'll run out of batteries.
People are going to talk.
You know, you're just making us having to shield our eyes every time you flash us.
Well, all we're going to do is start seeing flashing coming through the window blinds, and it's going to look like a crime scene going on.
Or a rave.
Or say rave.
I just discovered your podcast today.
That system is down.
I haven't seen that in forever, but yes.
All right. It was great. Go on. Anyways. Sorry.
I just discovered your podcast today and have been completely addicted to it. I've been listening all day. I have a question for you guys, and I'm wondering if you could give me some advice. 3 months ago, I admitted my feelings to my fur friend. He lives in Florida. I'm in Massachusetts. And soon after, we became mates.
Okay.
Moving pretty quickly here. Early on, we had some rough patches, and after a month apart, are back together, and everything is amazing. We can talk about anything with each other and be completely honest, something I've never been able to do before. I am head over heels for him, even though we were broken up for a month. Silly me, I thought I could handle my depression better. We have spoken near constantly for over 3 months. Before this, we were friends for nearly a year and had begun to become closer a handful of months ago. Here's the issue. My family has a huge luau every summer, and I really want him to come up for it and spend some time here. My mom knows we're together, but she doesn't know either of us are furries, let alone what a furry is. She also keeps bringing up the fact that I'm 22 and he is 18. I'm pretty sure she is thinking he is some serial killer rapist who wants nothing more than to make her daughter his next victim. I already told my mom I would be willing to sleep in her room with her so she wouldn't have to worry about that. I'm trying to come up with more compromises so she can see I'm more than willing to work with her so he can come. Any suggestions to help us out? I'd really, really appreciate it. Keep up the awesome work. Loving it. Diesel the Weasel.
Potent didn't know it. Well, I think the fact that he's interested in possibly showing up at a big family gathering is a
positive.
Good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you could point this out to her. It's like, if he was a serial killer rapist, he would want me to go to Florida and get in his van down by the river.
Come with to
the
free candy luau
painted on the side.
Yeah, not come to the big family luau. I mean, unless you're planning and taking part in like some sort of Hawaiian-themed slasher flick, which I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to slice up these pineapples, and then I'm coming for you.
Steel drums. So, anybody else?
Okay, so, I'm going
you
to...
You were going on a... I was
waiting for you. I was like, your brain just sort of slipped into neutral and rolled away down a hill for a moment there. I really thought you were going somewhere. Okay, so, don't worry about the furry thing, because...
Just don't bring it up.
Yeah, she mentions that the parents don't know that they're furries. That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. Just let them deal with you guys dating. You're only a 4-year age difference apart.
In your early 20s.
And yeah, if y'all's age, that really doesn't matter at all.
Ain't no thing.
Tank no thing.
Taint y'all.
Fair.
Gonna take a train down to the taint fair.
Okay.
Nothing.
Honestly, when you're 30, a 4-year age difference is not going to mean anything. It can seem like a lot, I guess. Like, and I guess your parents, I mean, they're just looking out for your well-being. But that's really nothing to worry about. And hell, if you're the older one in this case, then that's
really?
That's even less for them to worry about. I don't know. What other compromise? I mean, I would think just him being there and interacting with the family and everything would be a good thing.
I mean, coming to a family gathering, offering to sleep in your mom's room so there's no chance of hanky-panky. You know, I mean, this is about as...
Good Lord, what else does he need to do to get approval?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, moms are paranoid sometimes.
That's their job. It's in the description.
Yeah.
If they're not, they get, you know...
The mom union comes up and takes away their mom license.
Yeah.
They have to go to mom re-education camp.
So, but, yeah, that's basically what I got there. Does anybody else have anything else to add?
No, I thought that was...
No, that's pretty much...
Yeah.
Okay.
What I think.
Groovy. So, Shiva, it is your turn.
Let's see. This one's on topic. Finding happiness. Dear Naughty Crew, I saw this week's topic for a show and felt compelled to write in. Me and my mate have been together now for just coming up on a year, and if I have to be honest, I couldn't be happier. In my last relationship, I was pulled down and felt small most of the time, but now with him, I felt truly happy. He's very kind, gentle, and always wants to make people feel happy and hates to see people sad. When I came out to my mom about being gay, she was the one who asked me out of the blue in the middle of a restaurant if me and him were together in a relationship. Right in the middle of a serious discussion, a waitress came to take an order, and she dropped the seriousness and ordered seriousness to order, then jumped straight back. But afterwards, she was happy to see me happy with someone, and that's all that really mattered to her was my happiness after seeing my previous relationship. But all around, I would say that it is true that anyone can find true happiness, and it is always there for everyone. For our first anniversary, I will be taking my partner to Confuzzled.
Confuzzled.
In the UK, which will be his first con. If it's not too much to ask, if I could ask you wonderful people for advice for a person going to their first con. Thank you all for reading. Petwee the Walks. Let's see. Actually wrote in about 2008 for advice. When I went to my first Confuzzled, I was a weird hedge dragon that everyone loved making fun of, especially when people asked Zapnut how to pronounce my species, and the title was Advice for Conversion. So,
yeah, I recognized the name, and he's no longer
so a those, a I wrote dragon. In back in 2008.
4 years. Four.
That, and I'm like,
we've slept since then.
Wow, we've been at this long?
Yeah, like, we're you mean in it's our not 2000 year.
Anymore? The year 2000 was, in fact, 12 years ago?
Yes.
Yep.
My God.
Time, it passes. Well,
like a kidney stone.
Well, slowly we've already and painfully? Given,
yes.
It's with lots of blood. Asking for a lot of the same advice that we gave back in 2008. I don't know if it's really changed. You know,
well, I mean, it's that hurt to reiterate the points.
Make right. sure you budget wisely. You set aside money for hotel and food, and don't spend it all on stuff, and then mm-hmm. leave yourself yeah. up shit creek.
Yeah, make sure you have a room. Don't expect to just find space once you get there.
And
you
don't
know.
Try to sleep under tables.
Yes, covered in newspaper and feces. Advise you of things not to do. You know, I've seen some shit.
Yes.
On that guy.
No. So, but that's basically it. Is make sure you also come prepared to amuse yourself at times. You know, if things are slow, you know. No, not that, Jen.
I just assume that's what happens at cons. That's how you amuse yourself, right?
Yeah, yep. I mean.
Crank in a one-eyed yogurt squirter.
Oh, God.
I was thinking a handheld game, but okay.
Isn't that a handheld game?
That's a handheld game.
Totally, yeah.
I totally thought that's what I was told.
I thought she was demonstrating how to use a shake weight. What? You guys are dirty.
See how far? Never mind.
Oh, God, I busted a tooth.
The way those things bounce, you have to wonder. Yeah. Give yourself a concussion.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Can I put out an eye? Man, that would be some weird bruises if you weren't careful. Just boom, right in the face. It's like a doorknob.
Doorknob yourself.
What happened to you? He was exercising.
Is that what they call it these days?
Exercising with his dick in my mouth. No.
But yeah, make sure you have cash.
Don't spend it all on porn.
Do spend it all on porn.
Well, except, okay, sure you
except for what you need for money in the room.
What is
yeah. eating.
What's the rules?
3-6?
6-2-1. 6-2-1.
6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, and a shower.
So not
a
day. 6 showers
per day.
1 hour of sleep.
Not per con, per day. 6 meals, 2 showers, and 1 hour of sleep.
That would be the best con
and
ever.
And that 1 hour of sleep was during the shower. It is important not to mix those up.
I don't know. I've nodded off in the shower before.
6 showers, 2 hours sleep, and 1 meal. Getting all your protein from other sources, I see.
Well, I mean, if you're having 6 showers, then you're having a lot of fun.
Don't do cons like I do, which is very little sleep. You might eat.
I thought that's
I
the purpose of cons.
I do shower every day.
You know, you don't get any sleep and you never get to eat because you're always too busy.
Well, if you're on staff.
So,
oh, that's what I'm doing wrong.
It's rolling around to your turn.
Oh, I have to read? Okay.
Shiny cool. one.
Yay!
You can pick an email.
Any email?
Any email you'd like.
How about this last one here? It says, this is off topic. Well, this is, I guess, last week's topic. Furry Fiesta spiritual religious panels, mad props, yay! Smiley face. Hello, not masters and casters. Long-time listener here since nearly the very beginning. I'm quite a bit behind since my former mate did not let me listen to your show. Boo.
Boo.
I'm catching up at a good clip, though, and have heard several recent episodes. I still laugh so much and ponder thoughtful advice.
Smiley face.
Now to the meaty part of the email. Oh, mer. I attended Furry Fiesta 2012 and went to both the spiritually...
I'm sorry, Shiva, are you reading this email?
She's rubbed off on me in all sorts of wrong ways. I don't want to know
about your scissoring.
You know, there was that week I stayed at her... That weekend I stayed at her house, you know. I don't know
Keep
what happened.
Keep reading the email. Stay on target.
It was shiny. Off I got that target.
Off that target.
Okay.
Shying away.
Anyways,
vaginas everywhere.
Changing gears right away.
They're eating my face.
So, anyways, I attended Furry Fiesta 2012.
Well, she did sleep on my couch.
Yeah, I did sleep on her couch.
Read the email.
I attended Furry Fiesta 2012 and went to both the spirituality speak tonight. What the fuck?
I rubbed off.
Yeah, wow.
I feel dizzy.
And the Christianity and Interfaith panel. Both were excellent examples of mature spiritual discussion and how many different ways of thinking can discuss things intellectually with respecting each other. This email is kind of a shout-out to all involved and proves the point that all faiths can get along rather easily. The spirituality panel did not even...
You're supposed to pause and say, fuck, and then try again.
I'm sorry. Fuck. Okay, is that better?
Yes.
The spirituality panel did not even have its organizers show up, and some of those waiting volunteered and willingly shouldered the panel to great success. Big props to Envy and Seven for stepping forwards to run the panel, and bigger props to the older Christian lady who put forwards a stellar example of how to be a good person and a Christian in that order, too. While I'm at it, props to the gentleman who ran Christianity and Interfaith panel. I apologize, I've forgotten your name. Sad face. And now, before I stroke them too much, their egos, that is, naughty ones, I have to give props to everyone involved who ran. We ran over time on both panels and had a very touching and at very times emotional experiences trading back and forth with respect and kindness to all. The few moments that threatened to get confrontational were eased back into constructive discussion smoothly. This is quite an accomplishment, and because the panels together covered a vast swath of
From animism
to denominations of Christianity, to atheists, agnostics, and even to the string theory and Old versus New Testament.
That is quite the broad discussion.
Just a little bit. And that is how people should practice their religion. I greatly look forward to attending the panels next year. Sorry this isn't much of a question, as it is deserved praise. Speaking of you guys, keep up the good work. It'll be ear-waiting your casted knots with drooling anticipation. Nom, 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 slurp.
I had to add the sound effect, sorry.
If you really want to, go ahead, you know. You've cheered many a day for me that would have been boring or possibly sad otherwise. Your friendly agnostic linksy, Ralph Arenares.
He actually
spelled that out.
Since it is phonetically written out there.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed the con.
Yes.
Now, time for an email.
Yay!
Because we're only 35 minutes into the show. We are doing good.
Read slower.
Furfader. All right, so good times and a quick question.
Oh,
hello, nutty friends. Night Wolfie again. This time with an email that's actually on topic. At least I think it is. Anyways, awesome things about my relationship. As you already know, Cone and I pretty much got together after him and his family got me to move in up here in Washington, thankfully pulling me away from the drama fest back in Illinois. So far, it's been epic. We've had a few bumps along the line, like all new relationships, of course.
and learning new things about one another, but it's still going really strong. We have a lot of good time sitting on the roof of his house with a blanket, since it's balls fucking cold up here, playing our RuneScapes and laughing with clanmates on Skype, and me beating him at Pokemon Puzzle League over and over again, and many other things. Yes, he has a Nintendo 64 system. We've also become a bit more relaxed with one another sexually, and I think I'll leave some details out of that. Smiley face. I do have a question, though. Lately, I've been getting a little more involved with my account on Fur Affinity, writing and submitting stories and faving other people's work as well. I know you guys have been probably asked this a large number of times, but being the noob I am at this, I'm curious as to know how to get involved in person. I live in a town right next to Seattle, so obviously there has to be something nearby I could just go and hang out and make friends and stuff. If you guys could be so kind as to give me a step in the right direction and a few pro tips, both me and Kona would certainly appreciate it. Oh, and Fuzzwolf, I found something for you. Since last time I wrote in, I left you out. You can have a Rainbow Dash Fleshlight you can give to Savern and further torment him with.
I already got one.
Hopefully nobody else did that between episode 165 and 168, since I've fallen behind again. You guys are awesome. Keep up the funny stuff. The Kahayan Blademaster Nightwolf.
Okay.
How do you get involved in person? Well,
so one thing I would suggest is Rainforest has their con staff meetings are open to the public. And I don't know if they're on a regular schedule or whatever, but if you look at Rainforest's Twitter feed, which is just twitter.com/Rainforest, they'll post on there when they're having a staff meeting. I think I'm thinking of the right convention that does that. And that's a good way to meet some of the local organizers of the con and maybe get involved. You might also volunteer at the convention. It's up there in Seattle. It's in September. As far as that, I don't know. I mean, I know several people in the local community up there, but I don't know if there is, like, unorganized, like a website or a forum or anything like that.
Funny you should say that.
Okay, Savern's found something.
Well, on meetup.com, which is something you can do to find all sorts of interesting folk, there is a Seattle, Washington group called Fur Life. It has 751 members and looks to be a very active community. They have 30 upcoming meets, 5 suggested meets, 147 previous meetups, and are public. So there's a Seattle meet at the Space Needle, SakuraCon, Mystery of Edwin Drood, which is a play, and 50th Anniversary of the World's Fair. I mean, these guys have, like...
We'll start to do some fursuit bowling things.
They got loads of stuff here. So go to meetup.com and set up yourself a free account and go join Fur Life if you're in that area. And it says, hey, please feel free to bring guests. Pets are fine. Just send me an email if you want to check whether a specific meetup location allows them. So there you go. That looks actually really quite active.
If nothing else, getting involved with Rainforest is a good way to meet, you know, people.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, it's my turn again, right? Whoa! Oh, this one we can archive.
This is my new email address. Whoops.
I'm just looking at, like, all the people this dude emailed this to. I was like, okay, we should have archived that. Okay, so I'm going to read the good times. Excuse me. Hey, all, part-time listener, first-time writing. Sorry I keep meaning to listen more, but I never remember when I have time to sit through a whole episode. I know you sometimes get whoppers in your email, so I'll try to keep this a little short. First, I want to say thanks for the show. Even when it's a serious topic, you guys try to keep enough humor in to not make it thoroughly depressing. More on topic, my boyfriend and I have been going steady, I believe the kids call it these days, for 2.5 years now. I'm not sure if this is a long time, but it hasn't felt like it. Actually, I'd like to thank you all for making it possible. We met on your IRC board. Kind of awesome, isn't it? In the course of talking to each other, we found that we not only lived nearby, but had a mutual friend and started dating not long afterwards. While our interests don't always overlap, and I can't say we've never had problems, I like to think that we're both reasonably mature adults, and thus far we've managed to talk through our problems without too much fire on either side. Even those times where one or the other of us moved to faraway lands, San Fran and Germany, not knowing when, if we'd be back, we're back together in New Hampshire now. Talking with him is pretty much the easiest thing in the world, and simply being near him is enough to calm me down when life is wrecking my shit. He's a bitchin' cook and pretty much the biggest dork you can imagine, in a good way. I know you wanted us to describe something awesome about our relationship, but I just find it on the whole to be so enjoyable that I have a hard time thinking of anything to put forth as the best or most awesome parts. I'm extremely lucky to have someone as understanding and patient as he is. Once again, thanks to all of you, yes, even you IRC people, for giving me what I can only really think of as the man of my dreams. Lance the Lion. P.S., if you're listening, babe, love ya.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yay. That is awesome. And that is cool. I thought it's kind of neat that several people have met not just mates, but also met friends and everything through the IRC channel. Like,
yay.
Is it still pretty active, Saverin?
You know, it's one of those things that it has activity from time to time. You know, the Nodcast IRC has been around since day one of the show, pretty much. It's AnthroChat's Nodcast channel. I mean, it's AnthroChat.
It's irc.anthrochat.net, right?
I do believe so.
Okay. Pound Nodcast is the channel. You know, we used to shout it out at the end of every episode. That might be
why. Yeah, it's irc.anthrochat.net. Mm-hmm. And the Nodcast channel does require a registered nick because, well, it helps prevent spammers.
Right.
And troll bombers and all those other fun things.
Yeah, we should remember to shout out that and the other contact info more often. We haven't done that
as
frequently lately.
Yep. I mean, there's still, you know, 15 people, and there's talk from time to time. It's not hugely active, but we've also been really lax about, you know,
Pimping it. Right. Okay. So. Cool.
Plus, IRC is getting to be a less and less used medium, it seems like.
I mean,
kind of like the Mux.
What's funny is that I use more IRC now and in the last year or so than I have ever before.
Hmm.
So it's one of those things where it's like, sure, I talk to people on AIM and stuff, but I'm in IRC like all the time.
Huh.
That's weird.
You're down with IRC?
You know me.
I think that's about half of our emails.
Yep, actually, it's more than half. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some music. And we'll be back with a word from our sponsor about Adam and Eve. We're talking dongs.
That was Samba Primata by Guy Frog, another one of his fantastic mixes. And to tell us about our item this week from AdamandEve.com, we have both Shiva and Shiny to share their magical finding.
We decided to gang up since, well, there's two of us this week.
Does that make it a... Never mind.
No.
I was like, it's not that kind of party, is it?
No.
Good.
Not enough alcohol for that. So this week, we've got the Wild G-Spot Vibrator, which we have to admit... The thing that caught our attention most is the fact that the little rabbit attachment on top is shaped like a platypus.
It's cute.
It's bright blue, it's got little spinning beads, and it's got a little platypus on top to do the tickling in the right spots.
It can tickle you in all the right ways.
It's cute.
You perfect.
Oh, I am. I don't know about her, but yeah. Let's see. It is...
It's a secret.
Brand is Calo... Exotics, comes in the color purple. Let's see, it's waterproof, it's got massaging beads, it's got a G-spot tip, clitoral stimulator, hypoallergenic, just in case you wondered, multiple speeds, multiple vibrations, and a rotating tip.
That would really suck if you know you start using it and you're allergic.
Yeah. It's 6.5 inches long, it's made of silicone, it takes AAAs.
Which are sold separately.
Of course. It's got 1,163 reviews.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow, that's a lot of reviews.
Lots of happy vaginas.
It's got pretty, some like it, some not.
Four-star review out of after that many?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the review.
I mean, it's got a pretty good review. Anything that you'd like to add, Jen?
It's disturbing. It's a platypus for your vagina.
Let's see. The price is, like, anytime you start getting to anything with moving parts, it gets up there.
Like a vagina.
And that's why we're expensive bitches. All right.
It's $69.95, but with our coupon code, not K-N-O-T, you get free shipping within the continental U.S., you get a mystery gift. You get 3 porn DVDs.
Yay, porn!
Am I forgetting anything?
You get a free gift?
Yeah, well, that mystery gift.
You said mystery gift. And shipping.
And shipping.
So it's only like 30.
Yeah. So you can get bucks. $35
for a happy vagina.
Yes. I mean, that's a good price for a happy vagina.
That is a good price for a happy vagina.
So, yes, we'll stop saying the word vagina.
Vagina!
Half our listeners have just wandered off by now, waiting for us to stop saying vaginas.
Start talking about penises, not vaginas.
You're talking about vaginas, keeping us from making good gay furry porn.
What the fuck did I do? I don't know what I did. What the... Oh,
Shiny is enjoying the tablet.
She's lost her emails.
I broke it.
Panther tech support.
She cannot into...
I did that. It wouldn't work. See?
Touchpad. I had to think, like, what is the damn thing called? It's a touchpad. So, anyway.
It's right there.
What are you doing?
I'm not even looking.
Oh, you're touching my pad. Okay, gotcha.
Ew.
What the fuck are you doing?
Like closing your window. Closing your meme.
Yay, we fixed it. Thanks, Panther.
Don't close my meme, you meme-y.
He wants to look at ponies.
All right,
anywho,
so.
My turn.
Is it your turn?
Yeah, Fessel okay. Read last. Didn't
did
you?
I
don't know.
I thought so.
I thought Saverin read last.
No, I think it was you.
Whatever.
I thought it was my turn and
hey,
I said wait.
Shiva, read an email.
Okay. Let's see.
Faster.
Crack that whip.
I'm college good at updates. That.
Since the last time I wrote in, I found out that it is indeed set in stone that I will be going to Mississippi State for college. As I had told you all in a previous email, I had offered a couple scholarships to the school, and I went ahead and signed the documents. Without telling me that once they are turned in, I can't back out, my mom went ahead and mailed in the scholarship papers. It wasn't until much later that she informed me that I now must attend Mississippi State. At first, this wasn't a big deal to me because I figured out I'd end up having to go there anyways, but yesterday I found out that Vassar has accepted my application. Oh, well, I'm sure Mississippi State won't be too bad. Shrugs. It's college. And you really can't say no to scholarships. I mean, really, that helps a lot. And, yeah.
It helps a lot.
And one more small update. I found out a way to proxy FA at my school. I created a new account a couple weeks ago, and yes, I watch y'all FA page. In case anyone has similar experience not being able to access your favorite art site, or any other site for that matter, at school there, here are the technical details. I can't use a proxy site, like normally be advised, so I had to figure something out.
Basically, he did some wizardry.
He cast a spell. And
his magic wand.
Yeah. So
summon furry porn.
Yes, summon dongs.
So you have to access the proxy site via IP, then use the proxy to access.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
He put on his wizard robe.
Yep.
So yeah. I understood.
Silly schools trying to think you'll keep your students from porn. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Get on my level.
Okay. Shiny's turn.
Yay! Okay, push the button. I didn't break it!
Yay! Yay for not breaking expensive shit.
Panther might.
Oh, man. Look at this wall.
Why the fuck do I get to always... I quit. Fuck you guys, I'm going home. No. Confused Husky is confused. Greeting, Notcasters, long-time listener, first-time writer here. I apologize for this email is off-topic. For it being a wall of text, and also for an excess amount of detail it goes into. But well, I really need some help trying to sort out a few things in my head.
You could probably say if there's no spirituality word in this.
That's all I'm going to say to you, ma'am. I have never... You rub off on me, you're making me fuck everything up. So, anyways...
Who's rubbing you up?
So, this one time on Not Cat... No. I'll start by telling you a little bit about myself first. I'm a 19-year-old gay husky from Australia.
From Australia.
And as the subject line points out, this husky is a little confused about things. Those things mainly regarding my relationship. I have been together with a fox. With Fox, as we refer to him, for purposes of this email, for coming on 7 months now. And as with all relationships, we had our fair share of trials and such, but mostly it's been a smooth sailing and good times.
Oh, it's relevant.
God. A couple of months back, I asked him if he still spoke to any of his exes, most of them being only have been online relationships, and he said yes. Well, that wasn't a problem for me. I've always been okay with my mates being friends with their previous ones, so that was all good. However, further on in the conversation, I asked him if he still used the L word with them, and much to my surprise and horror, his answer was yes, followed by him trying to reassure me that it was just in a friendly way. Huh. Well, at this point, I really had no idea what idea to say or do, so I hugged him and said I had to head off and take care of some things. We haven't spoken about this until recently, but I get into that later in this email. As much as I try to push this way, this thing keeps fucking with me. What the hell? Good lord. I'm lost my...
He lost his
mind. I don't even know which one we're reading now.
That's the third.
The Howdy Notcast crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get to that later. I love you. He says that it's just his friends. I can't. It's just something that always creeps into my mind whenever he says I love you to me. I just don't really know what the words mean to him, to be honest. So what I'm asking here is for your opinion on the issue. Am I overreacting, or should I just forget about it and move on with another relationship, or is this something more? But wait, there's more. Recently, as it was the last two or so months, I've noticed that the fox has become more and more distant towards me emotionally. If we were in a social situation together with his family, he will be all cute and affectionate and cuddly, but when we are on our own, it seems that he would rather spend his time on the PlayStation, and I'm just left sitting there watching him. When I do try to suggest something, all I seem to get out of him is a no, and then he turns his back to me saying that I never suggest anything that he might want to do, which is due to my having a bit of a temper, usually result in me raising my voice a little and him switching sides on the couch and not speaking to me for the rest of the night. I know that he has a busy week with school and such, but with working full-time and also studying, my week stretches out to 50 hours plus, and I would like to be able to spend some time with my mate. which doesn't consist of him ignoring me to play a video game. In addition to this, I've also noticed him becoming a lot more paranoid when it comes to things such as logging out of MSN, Facebook, and Facebook properly. I want to ask him if his computer, if I his computer for something. I guess if I can use his computer for something.
Okay.
I don't know if I might be reading this into his actions lately a little bit too much, or if I might be justified in having suspicions. I basically feel like I'm coming second to video games lately, and when I first started dating, we used to do all the couple stuff together, like going to the movies, or just drive for the sake of spending time together, going to lunch or dinner, but lately we haven't been doing any of that. Also, our sex life is pretty much non-existent now. Should I be worried about this distance-ness lately? Yes, I know distance is not a word, but I like to think of it. I can't think of anything else to use. And should I be worried that how paranoid he seems to be without me reading his chats and such, or am I just overreacting? A couple weeks ago, I set him down for a proper chat about all of the above mentioned issues I've been having, and he for once actually listened to what I had to say and said that he would try and work on the whole spending time together thing, which he has that weekend, the weekend he stayed over for both Friday and Saturday night. And we even fooled around a little bit, which is rare for us these days. But even after having this discussion with him and seeing him try in terms of the whole spending time together, I just can't help but feeling a little forced. It feels a little forced. I can't seem to stop thinking about the conversation we had that night about his exes. What do you guys think? Should I push those feelings and thoughts away and enjoy what I have while I have it? Or what should I do?
Okay, stop at this point. We're going to address these questions.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Well, because, like, there's another whole, like.
There's another whole
one. Another whole half of the email to go.
Yes.
We could split this one up if you want.
Either way.
It sounds like things are cooling off between them.
Yeah.
Well, I think also that Husky here opened Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm. Let's open.
There are some questions that just don't need to be asked.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
you never ask about the ex.
No, you never bring them up.
And you have planted a poisonous seed in your mind by doing so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really have much to say. Like, I don't have many exes. So I don't really talk to any of them. But, I mean, you can say that you talk to you have exes?
Yes.
I don't talk to any of them.
Kind of. I mean, I don't really talk to them, though.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, if you did, I mean, I personally wouldn't be like, I love you.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
No,
that is kind of dumb, but the first thing is that you asked about
it. It actually bothers me when I'm chatting to somebody online. If they say that, or they act a little too overly affectionate, mm-hmm. that's sort of a creeper indicator to me that I'm like, whoa, yeah. Dude.
That just creeps me out.
I just met you. We're not dating. We're not going to be dating. It's like, you don't need to say, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, man. No homo. You know, that's okay. But
make sure that you append the no homo, even if you are.
No crazy.
Honestly, it's... I do think it is weird.
I love you, Matt. No stalko.
Yeah, I do get it with the overly affectionate thing, because there's people out there that... There are a very small number of people that I let
do this. Next time I text either one of you, I'm just going to add that in the end. Love you, heart.
There's a very small number of people that I... I'm okay with doing that, and then when other people do it, it does throw me off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's also me being...
creepy?
You know, mm-hmm. old enough to not be all like, oh, somebody's paying attention to me on the internet.
Smiley face. Is that someone, I love you? It better be Panther.
Yes. It says, one of my coworkers closes every phone call with, okay, love you, bye. he has explained this as the nuclear option for phone calls. When they just don't want to shut up, he says that, and it stuns them long enough for them to go,
click. What the fuck?
What did you, what?
Click.
It would just be all sorts
of It is to induce maximum awkward.
Oh.
I would not want any of my coworkers doing that to me.
Oh, God, no, no.
I almost want to do that with my boss, just to fuck with him.
Oh, no, I think that would be just called sexual harassment.
Yeah. Oh, God. Most of my coworkers are... No, that would be bad.
But as for distantness, I mean, yeah, it does kind of suck that he's wanting to play the video all the dang time. That's not cool.
Yeah.
But some people just don't want to go out all that long. I don't know.
They just dry up and blow away. And
there's lube for that.
Oh, God.
And as the panther continues to illuminate, it stuns them for a few seconds, and they don't call him again for a few hours.
No, a bad thing. Oh, God. Well, I used to work for Dell, so there's been on numerous occasions where I've wrapped up my phone calls after everything else. With my mom, my sister is like, all right, have a good one. Yeah, take care. Thank you for calling Dell.
Wow.
You just get so used to ending your calls with that.
Yes. And, well, I did it for 4 years, so I got used to... You used to get in real trouble if you didn't wrap up your calls with, you know, thank you for calling Dell. No, what's even worse is their 800 number for their tech support line. That's if I'm not thinking and I'm rattling off a number to our customers to give us a call back, I'll accidentally give them the number to call Dell support.
Oh, she really wanted to talk to us.
1-800-624-9896. Oh, God, you have no idea how many times I gave out that number. And if I don't make a conscious effort to not automatically give that out as an 800 toll-free number, I just tell them to call Dell.
No, what you need to start doing is giving the rejection hotline number.
Yeah.
Because, you know, wanting to talk to you is like playing leapfrog with a unicorn. They don't want to do that.
Well, I've gotten caught at it a couple times, and people, what number did you just give out? Or else I'll get an email back of, I think you might have given, like, that one was to call Dell. It's like, crap.
Oh, shit. To finish up my reply, regarding the whole spending time feeling forced, again, that's one of those perception things. A lot of times, there are people out there that are just dense. And sometimes you're in a relationship with these people. And it honestly does help if you say, I want you to spend more time with me. And they'll be like, oh, okay.
Just be straightforward with it.
And that's all you need.
Yep. Sometimes it does take.
Yeah, you just need to.
And I do think you are overthinking it a little.
Yeah. You've hit the paranoid streak. So.
And that's way weirder than regular streak.
Does he listen to the show?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't even think he was referencing streak. I thought he was referencing streaking. Like, what's a paranoid streak? It's like a naked guy being chased by an alien or something.
God. The Bigfoot aliens, they're going to probe my ass for minerals.
Then why are you naked and running? You'd be safer with pants on.
In any event...
They could get there, bud.
Shiny, please, continue the email.
No, don't make her continue. I'll continue it if you want me to.
Alright, that's fine.
Actually, he doesn't like me reading the email.
It's just a really long email.
It's a really long email, so I was like, we should break this shit up. Okay. The final issue! And yes, I promise this is the last one. Yes, I know by now you must be sick of me in this wall of text, and I am sorry for it. This is all just something I need to get off my chest, is someone who will be referred to as Wolf. I met Wolf a couple years ago at a Fermi. We said all about two words to each other up until about a month ago when he and I started chatting over Facebook one day, and have been texting pretty much nonstop since that day, yay for unlimited texts. We soon learned we had a lot in common: music, movies, food, taste, and bikes and games. You really should have used an M dash there between that, but never mind. And I was going to be in his town for a few weeks for a course for work. Agreed to meet up and have dinner together. I told Fox before I left that I would be having a friend join me for dinner either one or both of the nights that I was away from. And he didn't really have anything to say about it, literally nothing. So after much texting and just innocent, playful RPs, Wolf and I meet up and go out for dinner. We had a great time out and then proceeded back to my hotel room, where we watched a bit of TV and chatted some more. That's it. I walked him back to his motorbike when he had to leave to be on a call for work. We hugged, and he asked if I wanted to do anything the next night. So, cut to the next night, I'm texting him as I usually do, and he tells me he might not be able to make it to dinner, but he will still be able to hang out for a bit. I tell him that's fine if he can't make it, not to worry about it, as it was a work night for him. Well, 10:30 rolls around, and I'm sitting there watching TV. Next thing I know, my phone goes off. It's Wolf, telling me he's finally getting everything done, and if I want to, he'll be there in half an hour. So, half an hour later, a Wolf and me are sleeping on my hotel room bed. I will make it known
that we... Lisa's laying.
Yeah. Does he sleeping? I'm yeah. sorry. Wolf and me are laying on my hotel room bed. Sorry, I'm tired and I'm reading things into the email. I will make it known that we both had clothes on. That... I like the way he stated that, because it's very declarative. I'm just imagining it should be like a meme. I will make it known we both had clothes on.
Hey, that's in, you know, that could be in a very important piece of news.
It could be.
A key point. I don't have to be like, objection!
Yeah.
He had his clothes on the entire time.
Yeah. I'm just imagining like a picture of the president with, I will make it known we had clothes on. Oh shit, I made that stupid joke and I've lost my place. Oh god, I'll never find it again. Okay, just watching TV, I slide over and look up at him, giving him my best puppy dog eyes, and ask if I could have snuggles. He melts and well done. He melts and says yes, so I cuddle into his side. Next thing I know, we're licking at each other playfully, and then we're kissing. At first, just a light peck, but quickly getting deeper and deeper. But 12 a.m. rolls around, and he has to leave, so I once again walk him to his bike. We hug. We both tell each other how much we enjoyed the night, and he leaves. I wake up the next morning, and it's straight back to our usual nonstop texting, which has pretty much continued up to this day. Since those nights, we've both admitted to each other that we like the other in more than a friend's way, but his situation relationship-wise is a bit the same as mine. I really just don't know what to do here. I do have feelings for Fox, but I just don't know if I could ever forgive him for the answers to those questions I asked that night. I would hate to see his heartbreak if I were to end things, but I just don't know how much longer I go on trying to get things to work. I don't know what to do about Wolf either. I really like him, but at the same time, I feel guilty because I'm with Fox. Wolf just seems to be what I thought the Fox was, and then some on top of that. I sometimes find myself reading back over text messages I get from him, or I'll find myself sitting there waiting for him to text me first so I don't seem like I'm obsessed with him. I just don't know what to do, Notcasters. If you could please give me any sort of advice, it would be greatly appreciated. And once again, give my apologies for the wall of text and for going into excessive detail. I just wanted to give you all the whole story. If this gets read on air, then thank you very much. Or if you don't get time to read it, if one of you can send me a reply back, this whole thing is just driving me mental. An anonymous husky from down under.
You are playing with fire, sir.
Yep.
That is pretty much borderline, if not cheating.
I mean, isn't that cheating? Because he did.
Close stayed on, but when you really start kissing.
When tongues go in throats, that just sort of starts to cheat.
And the fact that you're.
He was checking his tonsils to make sure they were healthy. God.
You have both your tonsils. Do that horrible thing from that terrible music video.
It sounds like
dinner you're in that time.
Twitter painted stage of when you're really, really into somebody. I mean, it sounds like you got it bad for Wolf. It really does. And
it sounds like you're pretty, really, I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, that's understandable because wolves are irresistible. Face it.
You're biased.
As I say, I've resisted you for years, honey. No worries.
Oh, girl. remember that one night with that thing? No, we won't talk about that.
That thing and that place?
Then we had to go out and get batteries. And,
yeah. I had forgotten about that because of all the alcohol.
I'm looking over to Savard to see if
he's ignoring you.
I'm just like,
is his face turning inside out yet? Honestly, I mean, it really sounds like the relationship with Fox is close to being a goner. I mean,
it sounds like it's buttering out.
You've got an issue. You're not letting it go. I think Savern's right. You kind of planted a seed in your head, and you're letting something bother you. I think it is an issue that he says "I love you" to his exes. That's you should never do that. It's a bit creepy, weird. And he also really doesn't seem interested in anything, especially like his relationship with you or anything. But this other guy, Wolf, is clearly interested in you.
Yeah.
Now I mean, the obvious standard warnings apply about a rebound relationship and just moving from one guy to the next when shit gets difficult. But yeah, I'm kind of thinking that it sounds, even from the way you wrote the email, it sounds like you know what you have to do.
Now, it doesn't mean that Wolf wants to do, you know, break up with his guy, too.
Yeah, you should definitely make sure that you guys are on the same page there, because that's a very common story, especially when infidelity enters into the picture of, he told me he was going to leave his wife. Yeah? Did he say when? Well, no, but I already got a divorce. Well,
that's your own damn fault.
Yeah, play the Price is Right fail wheel music here.
Yeah.
So just make sure you guys are on the same page if you're planning on breaking up and getting together before with this Wolf guy.
Like, before you decide to abort your relationships.
I think you should
abort.
Take shit slow with Wolf. You guys clearly want to bone the hell out of each other, but you should probably take that slow and, you know, make sure first.
Don't do crazy on the first night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Anybody else have anything?
No.
It's a mess.
Okay.
So, another email.
My turn.
All right. Hello from forever ago. Greetings! It has been forever since I've found the time to listen to your show, and even longer since I've written in. A lot of new responsibilities have developed for me over the last year, so a bit with great regret, I've come to terms that I won't be catching up to the literally hundreds of missed episodes. What I've attached here is a small token of appreciation for the many hours of laughs. I've been meaning to do this Do You a Show logo for over 2 years, and I've had this idea for a long, long time. It is only recently I dug it up from my to-do folder and spruced it up. Even became inspired and designed your show a custom semi-gothic logo font along with the logo itself. I hope you find both to your liking. If you need any part of the imagery, size, cropped, arranged, etc., please drop me a line and I'll do the necessary modifications. So he did us a nice little logo. It would mean a lot if you decide to use logo in your future shows, until some other loon like me shows up and makes you a new one. I apologize for making a grand sale. I believe that as a logo radiates certain sophistication and refinement, along with a rather obvious couple jokes, which any self-respecting Notcast fan will find quite flagrant, yet hopefully entertaining. I apologize for the scribbly nature of the whole image. However, please understand that I have a very hard time fighting my procrastinative nature to get myself to actually finish anything. Best wishes to you all, the Eastern European Stalker.
Stalker?
Stalker.
Oh.
Get out of here, Stalker! Admission soon, Stalker.
So, we don't really make many doorknob references anymore, but
it is nice. I mean,
digging the logo.
We did today because of Panther.
Panther beats you with a doorknob.
We're starting to do it now. I love the keyhole.
Yes.
And the knob looks kind of like a tit. But
because boobs are great. Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed. What the fuck?
I think those elements subtle enough that we could get away with it.
Yeah. I do like the font, though. That's nice.
That is, yes. That is cool.
Makes us look badass.
Or something. Hardcore. It looks like a rock t-shirt. Like,
Knock cast. Yeah. Just all of a sudden, everyone's quiet. And
what
just
the like, fuck? Woo. I'm going to my happy place.
We're now. Amazing. Huzzah.
Okay, so there's a last email.
Yep, that'd be Shiva.
Is it me?
It's... Well, Abby, I read half of Jed's. Yeah, I could read this one, or
no, that's you fine. Could do... Okay.
She's got this.
I'm okay. Let's see. Howdy, Notcast crew. Hey, Shiva, Saverin, and Fuzzwolf, and other crew members, in effect, howdy to all furries.
All the furries say hi.
Hey. Oh, hi. Sorry if this email's off topic, incoherent, and or whatnot, but the main reason for this email is to try and get some help for a problem I'm having, to get some stuff I have bottled up onto paper, well, digital paper. This doesn't necessarily need to make it on the podcast. I would like some advice, and any advice I could get would be so appreciated. Others have problems more important than mine, so I understand if they take rise over me. Some background first. Recently, I completed 8 months of training to become what I dreamed of being. It was after this training that I was working in a not-to-be-stated vocation, and it was during my work I was told I was doing well at, but obviously they were lying to me, that I was stabbed in the back by some of senior management who pulls some high ranks, mind you. As a result of conversations with these people that I was told I was immature and I'm not old enough to be doing what I'm doing. I was heartbroken as I didn't know what I was doing wrong and they were always looping around reasons why I was not to their standards. They never answered the reason why, and after more backstabbing, I was forced to resign after numerous attempts to resolve issues that did not know even exist. Let's see... I was told to change my personality, to change my demeanor when dealing with people. I was even labeled as a person who did not know how to put a radio wave properly. This happened once. We were never taught the machine used to store the radios. I found this funny because I used to sell phones, and they stated I didn't know how to use phones or answer transfer calls. I was utterly destroyed by this, and I was thinking about ending it all as I couldn't face the criticisms for those who doubted me when I started.
Goodness.
But I'm glad I didn't, because I have so much to live for. It was after this backstabbing that my dreams and life were put on halt. I was forced to abandon my fursuit purchase, which was so bloody painful I cried for days on end, and I was forced to go into isolation to save money. I lost my social life and went to recluse. As society for where I'm from hates gays, bis, and furries, it's probably safe to assume that this backstabbing came from them suspecting I was gay and their hatred for it. To make things worse, I was driving home after a trip away before I resigned, and I fell asleep behind the wheel of my car after sleeping in the town 5 minutes before it happened. I cried myself to sleep that night. Now that I'm back home, I find myself wondering whether or not my family knows I'm bi, more gay, and that I'm a furry. I need advice on what to do in terms of where my life goes. Do I tell them or do I hide it? Hiding it really burns and hurts me as I'm proud of being a furry, but on the other side of the coin, I'm afraid of being ousted in public and shunned by my family. I don't know what to do. Kind regards and lots of love, huge hugs and slobbery dingo licks from your longtime listening, and the fun-loving Che, the gay Australian fuzzy dingo. Hugs and kisses. P.S. I love all you guys and girls, as you guys and girls have genuinely saved my life. You can't kept the stingo going when all was in the dumps. I'm grateful for what you do and for all the furs, and you guys are the angels in this world. Heart.
Okay, so where do we start here?
So he had some issues with his job that basically resulted in him losing said job.
Mm-hmm.
Because that he feels it was because of anti-gay bias. That really sucks. I'm sorry. He didn't say where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he said Australian.
Well, his character is his an Australian character dingo.
An Australian dingo because there's, I don't think, are there other dingoes?
No, the dingoes are.
Dingoes are pretty Australian.
Yeah.
They are wherever babies are, a dingo will be there.
Yep.
But yes, I don't know if he's actually Australian or if that's just his character.
Yeah, because I mean, Australians, well, they are a little on the conservative side, but elsewhere in Southeast Asia, a little bit more.
Yeah.
personally, in terms of telling your family anything, well, if it's going to get you shunned and stuff, telling your family about your sexual orientation, whether you like dudes or not, it's really not their business. As for the furry thing, is there really that big of a social stigma against liking cartoon critters? I don't have a frame of reference in which that would be the case, but then again, I'm a...
I guess not.
I'm an American, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother bringing it up. I mean...
Unless it's asked.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Unless you have something to gain from mentioning it, you know, which I really don't think you do. We generally say people don't need to know, you know? It's not a big thing.
Yeah.
Wait until you're out of the house.
And wait until you're comfortably on your own and not relying on others.
Yeah. I was a little concerned that about you crying for days over having to cancel the fursuit order. That seems to be... I thought you were taking that a little bit too seriously.
Well, I mean, if it was a long-term goal of his that he'd been working on, and I mean, I could see him being extremely upset about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, you know, short of death of a family member and my cat when I was a teenager, I have not broken down crying. So it just seemed like it might be a sign of being slightly obsessive. Yeah. Or trying to latch on to this one thing as a sense of value.
Well, as a thing of something to hope for.
Yeah, if that's what he has to hope
like
for.
Like an end goal that he was striving towards.
I get just, don't put all your emotional eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
You know, to diversify. And make and definitely make some friends.
Yeah.
You know, there's I don't know if you're in a big city or a small town or anything like that. Hopefully there's some other furries locally that, you know, you could hang out with, and you don't have to be like, you know, mom, dad, I'm going to the fur meet now. You just have to be like, I'm going to hang out with my friends at the mall or, you know, wherever you're going.
The thing about his job and the way they handled it, the thing is just because you're in upper management doesn't mean that you're a good manager. I have had numerous managements that cannot effectively communicate when there is either a situation that's wrong or when things are going wrong, what exactly is the reason. Sometimes it's as much as they don't like you and there's nothing you can do to change this, but they don't have an effective way to explain this. And you're just kind of up shit creek. Some managers can effectively communicate, you know, what you need to do and steps that you can take to fix the situation, but not all of them are very good at their jobs. And it really sounds like that's maybe what happened. I mean, I don't know about the whole gay thing. I don't know how out you were at work or anything like that. But usually when, oh, hey, you've been fucking up. You've been fucking up for a while. We just didn't tell you. That's partly failure on their part. But also, that's one of the key things is, as a manager, you have to be able to set up ways for people to fix their shit. If you can't adequately explain what's going on and try to come up with ways that they can address this that will make you happy, then it's not a good situation to be in, and it's probably best that you look to do this at another location. So
it's probably best to get out of that area, that situation.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. I've been there. I've thought I was doing awesome, and then suddenly, no, you've been doing shit. Why haven't you told me? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and that happens with people all the time. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I didn't want to bring it up until it kind of was like, hey, you need
it's
to get...
It's too late.
Yeah, it's...
It happens in relationships. It happens in jobs. I mean, it just comes when there's a lack of communication. And then it's too late to fix shit. So. Yeah. All I can say is it sucks, man, and I've been there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you guys covered that quite well.
Yep.
So that was the last email for tonight.
Yep.
Yay!
Yay. We survived, and it's still an hour and a half.
Oh, boy, it feels longer.
Do you guys have any ideas for next week?
Okay, so it's March 30th now. Fuck, April Fool's is this weekend. Thank God I won't be at work for that shit.
You know, I will be.
Write in and tell us if you had to nut punch any fucker for doing something stupid to you on April Fool's Day.
Expect a wall text from me.
Oh.
Do a
customers.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I don't think any customers do it. It may be your coworkers.
No.
I know.
I will kill you.
So there we go. April's Fool's aftermath.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of... I don't think we'll get a lot of emails on that, but that's just something to add
in there. Or if they've ever played any April Fool's jokes would be good, too.
Your epic pranks.
I can do.
And if you got nut punched for it.
I don't have nuts to punch.
I don't have nuts to... Yeah.
If you got clam punched for it.
If I do, I'll just bite somebody. It'll be okay. The teeth will get them.
The teeth. And the troll guards the gate. The troll guards the gate. No, you shall not punch.
You shall not punch.
Someone tries to punch you, they draw back a stump. And it's cauterized because of the lasers.
And the lava.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Lasers and lava now. Nice. How is your roof for all that shit? What the hell?
It's like a TARDIS.
Vagina 4.0. That's why they call him Stubby.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Lava.
And this is what happens when two vaginas are in one room.
It gets really...
Two vaginas under, both leave.
Not cast episode 170. Scissor Sisters.
Let me tell you.
We appear to have a ferret stuck between the couch cushions. How is that?
I'll get the flamethrower.
I got fired.
So, all right, so on that note,
good night.
Big balls?
Big balls? Where?
In your face.
Yeah.